It was the first time we really took a chance to view the world behind our father's backs. We left our parents playing rummy by the cottage porch light, and we were walking down the hills on that sweet summer night. And we flipped a coin to see who would have to knock when she opened up the door and asked us in. Yeah. Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. She was twice the age of me and Tony, brown-eyed, recently divorced and lonely. And we lied about our high school football team, number one in the state because of Tony and me. And she sensed our awkwardness and unzipped her cotton dress and called us over to kiss her one at a time. Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. Well, we rocked to the drone of a large mosquitoes. Rhythm of moths against drumheads scream. Syncopation of frigid motor, with a bobtail cat looking at us real mean. Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania. She went to the kitchen to get us something to drink, and me and Tony washed ourselves in the bathroom sink, doing the chicken neck, the high five, and the monkey noise. Glad to be happy, healthy, heterosexual boys. And we drank her herbal tea. And good golly, Miss Molly, all the way home. Helen of Troy, Pennsylvania.
I know what you're thinking. Is Larry going to do any performance art tonight? Later. He's not ready yet for the performance art portion of the show. By the way, friends, I don't know if y'all have noticed, this is the nicest bunch of people you ever meet at a festival. Y'all are just wonderful. This is such a great atmosphere. Thanks for being here. We kind of missed some of you last fall. Mr. Cow, do you feel like singing one? Okay. Let's do one written by John you might not have heard before.